What we want to do today is to talk a little bit about the basic elements, some of which were covered last session, so we'll keep that brief. And then we're going to engage more in a conversation between John and I on some issues that are particularly thorny issues relating to charitability, which every time I write that in a Word document, it's underlined in red, so we're not sure if it's a real word, but that we're sticking with it. The topic for our session, which is really an alliterative gem, commerciality, charitability, and confusion in the charitable sector, really gives you a little bit of a roadmap of where we're headed. I'm really privileged to be on the dais here with John, who, as noted in his bio, does a lot of speaking across the country, and I think is just coming from another conference that dealt with some of these issues. The other thing I want to just get a sense of, kind of the split between lawyers and accountants. How many lawyers in the room? Okay, quite a few. And accountants? Great. So we got
how many are both?
We got a. Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's good. So I'm going to start with a brief introduction that really talks a little bit about what we heard last time, which fundamentally the nature of charitable purpose is set forth in the code in a manner in which states very simply that in order to be tax exempt in a charitable organization, you must be organized and operated exclusively for a charitable purpose. And as we know, with a lot of the code sections, exclusively doesn't necessarily mean exclusively, but the fact is that most of the work that's done has to be for charitable purposes. And any single substantial non-charitable purpose would mean the IRS wouldn't give you the exemption that you want.